Hello and welcome to my first episode of Dallas Hood. I was beating myself in the head for the longest time because I wanted my first episode to be just right. I didn't know how I wanted to hit the scene. I mean, there's so many things that you can touch on. If you are already following my blog and have been with me for, you know, my little journey up till now, you know that I've kind of just started trying to ride on and share my experiences as far as my journey into womanhood. And that's why I, you know, refer to this as Dallas Hood. First of all, my name is Madala. And, you know, when I say hood, I don't mean it in like a hood, like slang aspect. I'm meaning it as there's so many hoods that women go through, you know, and this is just my take and my journey into womanhood, parenthood, motherhood, you know, you name it. We're there. I'm there. I'm experiencing that right now. But anyways, I wanted to, the conversation that's been weighing heavy on me lately has been postpartum. As a lot of you know, I am a new mama. And as you can hear, my little one is with me right here. This is the life of a mama. And I wanted to touch base on postpartum. Being a first-time mom. I am a mama to my little girl, our little 10-month-old Yazzie. And we have an angel baby. I'll talk about that in another episode. But today, for my first episode, I want to jump off with speaking on postpartum because I feel like a lot of new moms and old moms, veteran moms, whatever, we all can relate to this. Women, period. But especially when you have kids and especially when you're still with the child's father, there's so many challenges that come with it. And, you know, I've spoken to so many women on this topic, and everybody would agree with me that it's hard. No one shares with you, you know, before you pop out these kids, no one shares with you the hardships behind, you know, being a mother emotionally and finding yourself as a woman again. It's tough. You know, everybody focuses on the pain of childbearing and the expenses, and, you know, yes, those things play a part, but I feel like psychologically and emotionally, nobody speaks on that. You know, that's like such a secret or such a underlying issue that nobody addresses, and I'd like to just talk about it. I would admit that for myself, I've experienced a little bit of postpartum, and not so much the depression part, but more of the anxiety and those feelings of being overwhelmed and, you know, not feeling significant. You know, there's so many levels of postpartum, and a lot of us are so closed off and sheltered that we don't realize that, or we don't identify these feelings with postpartum because we don't want to be labeled as someone with some kind of issue. You know, we don't want to be diagnosed with that. That is a quote-unquote white people's issue. You know, being a minority, that's what you think. And I'm here to say it exists. It's here. And it's strong. It's real. You know, I mean, you don't realize, like, a woman's brain already goes a mile a minute naturally. And when you bring kids into the picture, it's like, that it's it. It's over. There's no more anything for yourself. Your brain is constantly, constantly, constantly on the go. Like right now, I am multitasking. I am holding my child on my hip while my phone is in my hand, and I'm trying to record this first podcast. And I have oil heating up on the stove because I'm making French fries for dinner for my husband. You know, and I have to do all this in time to maybe take Yaz out for a walk at 7 o'clock. Just give her some fresh air to get back in before nightfall so that I can bathe her and get her ready for her night routine to go to sleep. But anyways, it's there's so much to postpartum. It's so hard to deal with. It's so hard to try to find yourself. It's so hard to try to find time to do anything for yourself, you know, after having a baby. And nobody really understands it, especially spouses. They don't understand it. They feel like you pop out a kid, you recover from it physically, and that's it. And it's not. You know, so many women I've spoken to, you know, have shared with me that, you know, it's a drag getting back to work. It's a drag getting back to self-care. It's a drag getting back to exercise. And, you know, I used to be one of those that would be like, damn, her child's 4 years old and she still has all this so-called baby weight. It's not baby weight anymore at that point. It's fat. No, and I recant everything that I've said about women like that because I get it. I totally get it. There is no motivation. And maybe not that there's no motivation, but there is no time, not enough time in a day to try to fit in for yourself. Because once the kids come, and especially if you are married or if you're committed to somebody, mama is on the back burner completely. And that's just the honest truth. It may be an excuse, but it's so true. You know, we don't think of ourselves at all. You know, and our main thing is to keep this baby alive, to keep DCF from our house, and then still try to keep your marriage going, you know, and you forget about yourself. So it is so, so hard. But I'm going to take an intermission right now. I have to pop these fries in this oil so we can get going. I will be back. Okay, so I am back. The fries are done. You know, I'm going to get Yazzie ready in a little bit so I can go, but I wanted to kind of, you know, there's so many other things that I want to elaborate into this episode, you know, so I will kind of try to remember what I wanted to touch on as much as I can and not let this episode linger on so long where you guys get tired of listening, you guys don't want to hear me no more, but yeah, I am, you know, my own personal story. Anyone who knows me, I'm a workaholic. You know, before having Yazzie, I just worked. You know, I became a fitness fanatic, and I just worked, took care of the house, and, you know, my schedule was 10, 11, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. And, you know, I've been working like that from the time I was, 15, 16, pretty much up until now, and I'm 32, you know, so working crazy hours and being so independent, moving when I want to move, spending how I want to spend, you know, making my own money, all that took a turn once we had Yazzie. You know, we made the decision for me to just be staying at home, just to be a stay-at-home mother, so I am now a full-time stay-at-home mom, and although I also work from home now, pretty much part-time, it's been such a drastic change for me. You know, I think that can really mess with a working woman, you know, messes with your confidence, it messes with your self-worth. You know, you think you go from contributing to the household a certain way, and you end up being more, you know, secondary and not even at all equal, you know, and it makes it hard, especially when you see, you know, your home struggles or your finances are, you know, struggling a little bit or a little challenged, you know, it makes it really hard that you can't do anything. You're trying to do the best you can as a mama, you know, and care for your child and be the best as you can as a wife and hold down the house, you know, and it makes it really hard. And, you know, you can take it really hard. And that's definitely, that was definitely my case. You know, that kind of hit me hard. Another thing would be, like, I don't know if it's just me, but having a child, like, you really have no tolerance for the BS at all. You know, I find that my temper is a lot shorter. Even with my husband, you know, usually I'm much more passive with him. And since having Yazzie, I've been just kind of like snappy and you know, not really caring. so much, you know, not as mindful of his feelings as I used to be. And I don't know if it's just the sleep deprivation, the constant brain running around and, you know, not having that time, or maybe it's just the fact that, you know, we have a daughter and I feel like she watches me and she's learning from me. So I have to be strong all around. And not only as a working woman, not only to show her that you can be independent and still be feminine and still be domestic, but I also have to show her that you got to be strong verbally too and be able to stand up for yourself and be able to not take shit. Like, how do you teach your daughter, you know, to try to fight for equal rights growing up as a woman in this country if you allow your spouse to speak to you any type of way? You know, and I'm not trying to insinuate, you know, that my home life is that way or my relationship is that way, but anyone who knows us knows that my husband is straight from the streets and he has no filter. You know, some of the things he says, his language, his demeanor, his tone, all that can be a lot more aggressive. And you know, he may not mean anything by it, but that's just his personality, you know. And for me, you know, with us growing up in different upbringings, you know, that kind of puts up my defenses, and it's like I feel like I need to show her that you don't need to take that, even if it is from your own husband, you know. And I feel like I need to show her that, I need to be an example for her, and that's probably another big reason why I kind of just you know, put on that I don't give a fuck face and just, you know, have no patience, no tolerance for the shits. You know, so that's definitely something that I've had to reevaluate with this whole experience. And look, she's just talking. What are you saying, Yazzie? You want to tell them to? Yeah, you want to tell them to? You wonder who we talking to? Ain't nobody on the screen. That's not grandma. That's not grandma. That's not TT. But I think I'm going to cut it short, you guys. I, you know, got to get her ready. Got to go. I will touch base on this again. If anyone has questions or would like to have a topic for us to discuss, any, you know, anything like that, you know, feel free to email me at dalashood@yahoo.com. dalashood@yahoo.com. Follow my handles on IG. @dalashood. I will be trying to stay more consistent with this as well as the blogging. You know, I think this is just a great way for me to be able to share my thoughts in the moment without having to sit and actually put together words. And, you know, this is just raw, unedited, you know, just my feelings. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. And everybody be blessed. And, you know, I'll catch up with you guys on the next episode.